Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you are listening to a special edition of my Rants and Raves podcast. We're doing another pre-ISE podcast because we are working our way towards Amsterdam in a couple of weeks. And one of the exhibitors that has been a long-term exhibitor at ISE and it really does something unique is Smart Technologies. And Smart is going to take a new position and a new stake in the industry, a completely new stake in the industry at ISE 2020. I'm joined with Fraser Cousins, who is a global business development enterprise manager for Smart. Good morning, Fraser. How are you?
I'm very well, Gary. A pleasure to be with you and look forward to the discussion.
Yeah. So one of the things that is different about you, and this is really important as you're listening to this podcast. Now, Smart, as you know, has been a big player in the interactive whiteboard and collaboration board space for many years. They don't have a booth on the show floor, although they have partner locations where they have products. We'll talk about those in just a second. But most importantly, you need to sign up because they have a limited number of spaces available for you to come and get a personal tour. They'll even come pick you up and bring you back to the show floor at the Amstel Boathouse, which is right down the road. It's a great location. They own that whole space. They've set up, I don't know, somewhere 6 to 8 different collaboration zones in the Amstel Boathouse. But most importantly, you're going to be focusing on a whole new product market category.
That's exactly right. So we're really talking about the advent of digital collaboration really being unlocked. And so if you think about digital collaboration, that's really about all the different use cases of how people really want to work with content, whether that's local presentations, whether that's in conference, whether that is with our new ecosystem member of Crestron and what we're doing with the IOV Alliance. So we'll be showcasing all of that capability at the Amstel Boathouse. Look forward to it.
Yeah. And so that in that new products, I mean, part of the market you're in is collaboration, but everybody says they're in collaboration. But in your case, you actually are. I mean, you actually, interestingly enough, probably one of the first collaboration companies before it was actually a term. The term, you're kind of like the Kleenex of interactive whiteboards, as much as you probably hate to hear that. People call a lot of the interactive whiteboarding product smart boards, but this term collaboration board has kind of brought it to the next level and really focuses more on corporate collaboration and cloud collaboration. Talk about Smart's play in that market.
Yeah, that sounds great. So you're exactly right. We almost see collaboration as a term that's been really replaced with unified communications, and maybe even collaboration as a term of being as used as easy to use in our industry. And really, collaboration, in Smart's opinion, is two things. We believe it's beyond just conversing with video calls and meetings, but it's really about how to enable a workflow for actually getting work done. And specifically, we think collaboration equals contribution plus interaction. When you have those two things in concert, you really can unlock more with your content. And so that's what we're actually going to be demonstrating, is how you can actually work with our content, both wired, wireless, be able to not only be able to view, but touch, multi-touch, markup, and then be able to save and then share that information in a more meaningful way with all your devices.
And do you focus on one, like for example, back in the old days, Smart had their own custom software that was all wrapped in their own sort of licensing system. But now Smart's kind of gone out and has not only some of their own stuff, but they also have compatibility with a lot of the other standards out there, operating standards. Talk about sort of like what is available and what we can expect to see, because I know you have sort of 4 major new product areas that you're going to focus on.
No, I think that you're exactly right with that too, Gary, is that I would say that previous views, or perhaps a decade ago or even 5 years ago, there was a perception of Smart that, oh, you needed very specific Smart drivers and things that only would work in a very specific way with a previous Smart board. And that's no longer the case. Because of the advent of touch, because of the ubiquity of where that's really grown, Smart really works across any standards-based Windows Inc. experience on Windows. But we go beyond that because we're cross-platform. We work with Linux, we work with Android, we work with all devices, including iOS and Mac. So you really can have any device that you want to work with and not require software in order to be able to have an interaction experience. That being said, we're more focused today on providing more of a multimedia hub that really kind of lets you unlock more capabilities. So where we've gone further to make it even easier to use with casual users, you'll have to see that at that boathouse and register. We're really excited with some new announcements there.
We actually have a link to register for that. And like I said, it's limited availability. If you don't sign up, you're not going to get in. So you need to sign up ahead of time. Like I said, they'll pick you. I'm right in this. You did at least last year, pick them up on the show floor, bring them back to the show floor. You'll figure out a way to get
them. Full shuttle experience. You're exactly right. In fact,
it's not that far, actually.
It's only a 7-minute walk, but we have a full shuttle there. One of the ones that I do want to plug on this show because of your audience, Gary, is we have a very specialized Crestron and Smart Better Together announcements that we're doing on Thursday morning before the show. So you can actually come at 8:30 till 9:30 and we'll whisk
you at the Crestron booth.
No, actually at the Amstel Boathouse, but we are jointly presenting with Crestron at the Amstel, and we'll actually shuttle you for show open on Thursday morning at 10.
Okay, so you can come every day during the show, but also from, is it 8:30 to 9:30? Is that what you said?
8:30 to 9:30, we have a breakfast series with Crestron on this special announcement where we'll have a high focus around really the NVX platform on how we can extend that further with Smart. And so we'll be doing a joint demonstration on this new capability of something called the D80, a new joint development product that Crestron just released in the market.
Okay, so check that out. And look, I mean, Smart is, like I said, they arguably invented the space years and years ago. And you've always been a player there. I think a lot of people don't realize that although you still have your educational products, you have this shift also in the corporate space. And I think people need to take another look at Smart. I think for a while, quite honestly, I think a lot of people forgot that Smart was out there because you were so focused on education. And you've always been a big player. Your wireless collaboration capabilities and your seamless connectivity has always been interesting to me and impressive. Oh, and I think a lot of companies have actually copied what you've done with the interface. I think that you're sort of like a bellwether there. So I think it's worth people checking out your new collaboration suite of products, not just the hardware, but also the way you do the software integration. And this thing with Crestron sounds interesting to me. So in the meantime, where can they get more information? Go to smarttech.com or where would they go?
Absolutely. If you go to smarttech.com, you can absolutely get more detail there. And of course, following Fraser Cousins on LinkedIn, you'll get, or Smart Technologies on LinkedIn, you'll get the full plethora of social media capabilities there.
I'm going to link all that. I'm going to link Smart Tech. I'm going to link Fraser Cousins, who we've been talking to from Smart Technologies. And I'm also going to link the link for the signing up for the Boathouse. So all of that will be available in the description of this podcast. If for some reason you can't find it, go to ravepubs.com, click on the podcast link or the Rave Radio link, scroll down to this podcast. You can find those descriptions or contact me or Fraser directly. Fraser's, by the way, FraserCousens. So check that out. He's on LinkedIn, but I'll put a link to his LinkedIn portfolio in this podcast description. Fraser, thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much, Gary. Look forward to see you in Amsterdam.
Yeah, I'll be there. And we will be there. We will actually go to the Boathouse and actually shoot videos on every new product. Last year, we came away with at least 10 videos from that Boathouse experience. It's awesome. So if you don't go to ISE, just go to the video search window at ravepubs.com/ISE2020. Type in SMART, S-M-A-R-T, in the video search window. You'll find all those videos starting the Thursday of ISE. So that'd be like the 15th, I think, or 16th of February. Thanks for joining me, Fraser.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Gary.